The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
1-800-947-3979. For reasons only known to him, billionaire hedge fund manager Bill Ackman offered up some dating advice.
Ah, okay.
And that has led to him being mocked a lot. Quote, I hear from many young men that they find it difficult to meet young women in public settings. Yeah. In other words, the online, this is on X, and no one asked him.
Okay, no. All right.
In other words, the online culture has destroyed the ability to spontaneously meet strangers. As such, I thought I would share a few words that I used in my youth to meet someone that I found compelling.
Okay.
Awesome.
Are you ready?
Cool. Ready.
I am. I mean, what he says is not totally untrue, I don't think, because of the digital age. I think a lot of people do have a harder time interacting than when we were younger. But
sure. But the 59-year-old billionaire telling you how easy it was when he was a kid, like he has some sort of mystery formula that he's about to reveal.
Yeah.
It better be good.
It better be good.
I'm also a little jaded when it comes to anything on social media where somebody says, a lot of people have asked me. Because I typically don't believe that anyone has asked them.
Thought it. Here's what I found that would work. I simply would go up to someone before engaging in any conversation of any depth and say, may I meet you?
Ew.
What? May I meet you?
I almost never got a no and inevitably enabled the opportunity for a further conversation.
How's your fedora collection? That would be somebody walking up to me. May I meet you, m'lady?
M'lady. Yeah. And we've talked about this guy. He puts his cloak on puddles so women don't have to get their feet wet.
I kind of wish someone would do that just once.
He adds, I think the combination of proper grammar and politeness was the key to its effectiveness.
Oh, yeah.
So give it a try. And yes, I think it should also work for women seeking men, as well as same-sex interactions. Just 2 cents from an older, happily married guy concerned about our next generation's happiness and population replacement rates. Well, billionaire, you want people to have more kids, make it so they can afford to raise them. Just a thought.
I'd like to know when he met his wife.
Because yeah, I'm it doesn't sure, say in here, I wonder.
I'm sure it had nothing to do with the fact that he's, I don't know, a billionaire.
Right.
But maybe they've been married since they were 20.
But
or
maybe
something.
They have. I mean, yeah, I'll give that benefit before. Of the doubt.
Or they've been married since she was 20, 2 years ago.
I don't think that, like, I don't know, in college Hot Wings where that was how you met someone. You went up and started talking to him or you sat by him in class.
Yeah.
But I think it would have been so corny. They'd have been like, I guess, but they would have let you stay maybe because you caught him off guard.
May I meet you?
But they're going to think you're a giant dork.
I don't know. I think there's something to it, honestly. I think it's a different approach that is a little disarming and isn't the same typical dick who's like, can I buy you a drink?
Mm. Well, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, I think if somebody walked up and went, hey, can I meet you?
Maitland, what do you think
of
that?
I don't know. I like it.
You saying it's disarming made me just kind of cringe a little.
It
just
did.
Because I feel like I would instantly put a guard up because I'd think that somebody saying something like that to me, I'd say, oh God, it's a weird one that's not going to go away. He's going to sit here and want to talk and talk and talk and talk and be like, I really feel connected. Like, we're having good conversation. I mean, you're talking at me and I'm just nodding. But yeah, that's if that's your idea of conversation, this is great.
May I meet you? Shut up. Shut up. You, Hot Wings, you have way too much swagger to even think you'd say something like that. You'd walk up to a woman and you hit people with like just such natural like comedy and swagger that is so much better than may I meet you. If you said may I meet you, it would be because you were in a fedora at a Halloween costume to lean into the costume.
Yeah.
But I feel like you, the men in this room, and including Tommy too, would walk up to someone and I wouldn't immediately feel like, ugh, no, you may not meet me, weirdo.
Yeah, would Howie be better off saying, hey, baby, want to see me play my saxophone?
Saxophone?
It's worked seven times.
Oh, man.
I do love a cold approach, though. Like out in the wild these days, a cold approach is so
because it doesn't happen?
Sexy. Yeah, not a cat call, not a may I meet you, but just where you walk up and say, like, hey, I saw you from over there, and I really just want to come over and talk to you. Like, hey, my name is hey, my name's Kelly. I just really want to introduce myself. If I'm intruding, like, I love when guys acknowledge that you're with your girlfriends. Hey, I know you're with your girlfriends, but I just had to come over and introduce myself. Hey, I'm so and so. That to me, it's like, hey, girlfriends, I'm about to ditch girls' night.
So if a guy does that, he should then leave and go back.
I mean, read the room.
And wait for you to come over?
Read the room. It just totally depends. Because you could be with a group of girls and everybody's flirting and having a good time. It might be strictly girls' night. You just never know. You just got to read the room. But if she leans in, you know. You can tell.
I want to show you one of the responses to this. This is how the internet feels the may I meet you meme is going to feel to women. It is a very attractive woman cowering into a corner as a guy with a beard and no hair, giant biceps, and a beer in his hand is like holding his hand up to his mouth, talking in her ear. And she looks like she's trapped the way Maitland described it.
Because you know he's talking about, like, you see the MMA fight last night? I'm going to take in that guy.
May I meet you vibes. Here at a ball game, a guy that's no doubt that his breath smells like every beer he ever drank, lean in, talking to a woman, and she's just got a hand up, making no eye contact.
Yeah, that. Okay, you're too close.
Oh, Steve, there is a clip I wanted you to play. Some guy that looks like a nerdier, younger version of Ed Helms, the guy who played Andy on The Office, gives it a try to a girl who is obviously an influencer in the middle of, like, streaming herself dancing.
Okay, this is... Okay, great.
Hi, excuse me. May I meet you? May I meet you?
Later.
Bill Ackman suggested that we have a crisis of men unwilling to approach women and just suggested that I say, may I meet you?
She's still dancing.
Okay, we'll meet later. Bill Ackman has really fell through with that advice. Crazy.
What an effort.
My God.
What a try.
I like how he gave the whole backstory to it.
Yeah.
And I thought she was pretty polite about it. Yeah. We'll meet later.
Later.
I'm clearly busy.
And never stopped dancing.
Yeah. God, being an influencer looks awesome. That looks like a lot of fun standing out there doing that.
Yeah,
she might like it, but I don't want to. Also, no one would watch me.
I don't think people would watch you dance cool like that.
Not for the same reasons.
I don't know. I think you underestimate yourself.
I bet you'd have more views than her.
Yeah, you'd have so much more finger pointing and like thumb wagging, though. That's your dance move.
Man, I watched the most 90s clip I can remember in a long time. It was Garth Brooks in like 1994, peak Garth Brooks. You know, the Garth Brooks shirt, and a little microphone coming from her behind the ear, cowboy hat, sweating through all of his clothes because it's late in the show. It's time for the encores. And he disappears below the stage and somebody starts playing the opening riff of the Georgia Satellites. Got some change in my pocket going jingling.
Yeah.
What's it called? Yo, Give Me No Lines, Keep Your Hands to Yourself.
Yeah.
And he comes out and he starts singing and I'm like, wait a minute. He dances the same way I do. He doesn't know what to do with his hands while he's singing this song. And it's like 90s and there's sweat everywhere. And he's like pointing and, And I'm like, I get made fun of for this. He sold a trillion records.
Yeah.
Not that I set my goal of being as cool as Garth Brooks in the 90s, but come on.
We've come a long way as a dancing people in the last 30 years or so. Because look at the clips of Billy Ray Cyrus when he would sing an Achy Breaky Heart. And people are losing their mind. And all he's doing is like stomping his feet and like doing these weird arm motions. Like,
I think it's important, though, as a person who was fully adult when Billy Ray Cyrus was popular, not one person thought he was good at it. No one thought, man, can he move? We all thought it was hilarious. The girls thought it was hilarious. He's a bad dancer.
That is pretty true.
So bad.
It's very true.
That's why no one else ever danced like him.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.